Welcome.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Churi. As always, the first thing I want to do is to thank you for tuning into the show. And I'll be ready to take your calls. Not just yet, as always. I try to stay on the air as long as I can today.
Hey, what's up, people?
And hopefully,
this is the
not many people
era,
will call
like
the office line.
Right.
All right,
now,
so what I'm going to do is to refresh your memory, at least to those
radio,
who are my VIP, to those
be on
who
BBS
are
radio.
Aware of my work in predictive astrology, to those who know my work very well. Only 2 days ago, I signed a newsletter called Monkey Brain. Oh my gosh, what a title for a newsletter. Well, I use this title as a reference to all the mental snobs, all the traditionally educated scientists, and this involves, of course, the elites of all the branches of our government, including, of course, police force. Now, why do I mention that? It's because
engaging, powerful.
I'm getting just totally desperate when I'm talking about
radio.
My predictions, because
you've got spider turn.
It's just something. I wrote a quatrain saying,
"Terror's
secret, revealing clock for good luck." Okay. Evil dance killers rise. Secret to light, shame reigns. The smell of death. Disaster song. Now, an Alabama man went on a shooting spree rampage on Tuesday and killed 10 people. Okay? And this is just insane. This is totally insane. And then this morning, I was listening to the news. And now we have something like, I don't know, 15 people that was killed in Germany? Another lunatic went on a rampage, for God's sake. Now, there is no words for me to explain to the police that they are under the jurisdictions like every one of us of the cosmic codes. There is no words in my vocabulary that could classify my disgust, the shame, the imbecility, the ignorance, the moronic attitudes of all those people that are in charge of your security, in making decisions at the top of the government that can take lives away. This is totally, completely insane, people. It is insane to think you can get away by crossing the light in the street light when the light is red, or totally and completely ignoring the stop sign in the street. For God's sake, excuse my French, when will NASA, the scientific field, and the police do what they're supposed to do, and that is investigate Dr. Cherry's and the secrets of the cosmic code? When Time after time, here I am pointing out the news before the news transpires, making you aware, giving you specific days and windows, telling you on those days, freaking lunatic will kill your family, will kill people, will do anything. Why? Tell me, in the name of God, no one has yet realized the importance of the information and the value and the depth of my wisdom. How long is he gonna take? Now, these crazy people walking along the street, these crazy people that can just decide for whatever reason, which is of course their UCI, to shoot you, to kill your kids. These people are so easily recognizable if anyone could read the UCI and the cosmic code the way I do. Traditionally educated psychologists, psychiatrists, All those mantle snobs would rather die than to think a little French guy knows better than they do. And here again, time after time, and time after time, again, time after time, here I am, CNN before CNN. I've done this for years. When will somebody finally realize, gee, maybe Dr. Cherry has something real after all? Because you got to be totally a moron yourself if you cannot see or read my eating and react when it happened. I get all emotional, people. I'm so sorry when I do this show because I was born with a problem with stupidity. And here I am again witnessing the death of people, realizing that a plutonic soul is out there and did it again. And it's not going to stop unless knowledge is reinstated like it's supposed to do in our college and universities. Unless the true wisdom of the cosmic code, the sign as imposed by God himself, the sign written in light via the stars, are understood, respected, and taught to the children of the future, those lunatics will be out there ready to literally blow up and kill you. When you realize that all the true information involving the true faces of God has been completely manipulated by a bunch of greedy people that are only concerned with your wallet and control over yourself. They control the amount of information that gets to you as soon as you can walk with all these Christian schools. But don't you dare telling them that the Pope was taught astrology by the Vatican Council. Don't you dare to explain to them that the first ever line written about Jesus took place over 500 years after his death, which makes the entire Jesus story a joke. 500 years ago, what type of people were we? Imagine 2,000 years ago when you had no pen and no paper to write anything about a birth of somebody that will walk on water. My gosh, people. My God, in the name of God, for the sake of God, wake up. Wake up, America, and realize that you have been manipulated. You have been mauled to death to fear God, to walk around with guilt, so that you will be an easy target for the Church Inc. aiming for your wallet. This is totally, completely insane. Only yesterday, now listen to this. Only yesterday I took Tirania to Sedona. Now I don't know how many of you have been to Sedona, but Sedona is not the Sedona it used to be 10 years ago when I used to go there. Now, the city of Sedona, they have literally planned the road system in a way that the only way for you to stop at the vortexes is by paying. Where are those days where I could go there and sit on those vortexes, any one of them in Sedona, and do an Indian ritual? Where are those days? The situation is worse. Only yesterday, driving back from Sedona, three church, one after the other one, near the new highway. People, Sedona is a Christian spot. How do you think the wise Indians who knows this is a very sacred area, how do you feel? How do you think this wise Indian feels nowadays? By replacing the true Mother Nature healing power, the wisdom of the stars, with Christianity. Every single disappeared civilization, the Incas, the Mayan, the Sumerian, the Atlantids, Every one of them knew about the stars. Every one of them understood the cosmic code and knew how God spoke through Mother Earth, through the sun, through the moon, through the sun. My gosh, this world is going down to the drain if we don't stop this manipulative, nightmarish energy coming from these religious lunatic crowds who are imposing their views, their fears, their moronic teaching to those advanced souls listening to this show. What can we do? Well, I can only make you aware. I can only make you aware of what really is going on out there. Luckily for me, I know some area that the city doesn't have enough room to build big, big parking places, sucking your money to build more church on this area. So the places that I know, you can go there and you will not be charged. They will find a way sooner or later, trust me. They will find a way. I dare the set on a religious lunatic management, this local government, I dare them to make us pay, to look at what God has created for free for the eyes of all human beings. I dare them. It is totally against the law to build anything against those red rocks. But the local government, the religious poison local government, infiltrated their lawyers, their teachers, schoolmasters, city hall directors, mayors, members of the government. They have infiltrated everywhere and they know how to con and manipulate the zoning by making sure that this church resembles or is colored the same way than red rocks. You can be a billionaire and try to build one small house where that church is. I guarantee you that you will never get the permit from the zoning, because Sedona zoning department is completely, entirely poisoned with religious lunatic Christians. They are turning Sedona into a Christian center. Well, why is those churches so apparent over there when you have hundreds of different cults and religion going on in that very sacred places? It's because the dominant energy leads. Simple as that. Why so many people over the years have given their resources, took the bread, the money, their legacy away from their own family and gave it to a priest? One of them got shot 2 or 3 days ago after talking to a lunatic. That's why they said it. Guy is a lunatic. But you know, we can only assume. You don't know. This guy may have been, you know, raped by this guy, or maybe his child may have been raped by this guy, or maybe if you don't know. And trust me, when anything happened in any church, would it be in Sedona or anywhere in the United States or the world for that matter, when there is a murder committed, oh my gosh, there goes the elite of the Vatican right away on the game. Do not divulge any reasons of what transpired that day. Do not let the people know what really happened, because if they do not control the information and they do not tell you the truth, you will go back to this church and you will keep donning your resource and your donation. Now, the age of Pisces has to go, because the new age of Aquarius, as marked by the year 2012, is the new energy that must rule this world. And that is the only good news I had in the last newsletter, that a poll was made and finally, Americans are waking up. Americans are less and less religious. They do not feel any pride in being part of any denomination, especially Christians. And some of them do not want to be reborn more stupid again. And they decide to join Dr. Churi and learn more about the cosmic code and the true reality and the new face of God, as he intended us to use and to read, so that emotional, financial, spiritual stability, peace, faith, and harmony become something like reality. That's where we're at, people. Now, I am not Mrs. Claire. All that I do, when I saw before CNN that lunatics people would go on a rampage and kill people, you can do it too. If you decide to raise your kind of cosmic consciousness. You know, I picked Sedona because my energy is not existing in this little village out there. But I pick it because I want to be heard where the energy of the true Indians are, because they are screaming from the dead. They are screaming, please somebody clean up our sacred place. Please somebody do something to stop this venom, to stop this religious poisoning, to stop insulting the spirits of all the Indians for the millions of years that have been residing and enjoying freely the beauty of the red rocks. Well, when you have vortex called the cathedrals, that tells you who's making names. That tells you again the religious poisoning, literally obliterating the entire area. And this is why I want to do my next course again in Sedona. And I'm going to go there, and I'm going to get all my students. We're going to drive away from the village to a little creek that I know. I'm going to ask every one of my prospective students to take their shoes off and to put their feet in the river and to connect from the magnetic field of the earth right from the bottom of the canyon where the intensity of the vortexes take their first breath, if I may use that word. Because the teaching I have, the Kabbalistic teaching, is based upon your feet. And there is so much power generated by your feet. This is why your feet are your biggest, most powerful healing tools given to you by God. And that's the first thing I'm going to do with all my students. And maybe an Indian chief will be there with me to do the ritual, if Chief Sonny is not available. Now, I have told you how I feel about the news. Be smart. Download my book, Moon Power. Okay, the 2009 version copy. And let me guide you properly, accurately. Because that's the way it works. Now, I'm going to go and do some reading for some of you now. And, okay, we got so many people always lining up here. We're going to go to Reno, Nevada. And we're going to talk to Eero. Is that your name, Eero? Are you here, Eero?
The truth, I spoke to you last week, and I was so guided to tune in today again. So it's good hearing your voice again.
Absolutely, my friend. I can only appreciate callers are calling back. I recognize your name, but this is good. I just wanted to hear your voice too, Eero. So we did both reading on you, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did. So I wanted to maybe do the other one.
you wanted to do the Astro Tarot?
Yes.
Okay. So, but before I do that, you know how we proceed here with the tarot, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to actually, you know what, Tiranya is right here. I'm going to ask Tiranya to shuffle the cards. And then I'm going to ask her to hold on the card. Okay, now she has the cards in her hands. And I'm going to put my finger in those cards. And when you tell me, I stop. So go ahead, okay. My friend, tell me.
Stop.
Okay, I've got the card. And today you have the Fire Tower, my friend, card number 16. All right, The fire tower is a lightning that is hitting the top of a tower. Two people are crashing, and a lot of bricks are coming right on top of you. So there is only one way to explain this negative card, is that your mental process doesn't seem to be as progressive or positive as it's supposed to be. Now, because we are getting close, we are into the full moon time, of course, and the moon is in Scorpio or close to being Scorpio. When you start to see those lunatics killing people left and right, that tells you the type of energy you're dealing with. So you have to be very cautious, to be gentle with people, and to be gentle with yourself.
Right.
You know, because right now, even Taranya, she is the most beautiful, loving, caring person. And when she talks on the telephone, you can only be in awe with the way she talks and the way she sounds. And some of the clients are feeling that energy, and subconsciously, they are really rude to her. And I'm listening to this, and I have to control myself. People do not understand that when the moon is full, the emotions are right about to boil up. And then when the moon is very under a plutonic window, that's where the stinging Scorpio, the poisoning, the sarcasm, the negativity is going to kick in. So it's either you did suffer someone that way, or you are doing it to yourself. Do I make sense?
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I am.
So what do you think it is?
Well, you know, I just really discovered, because last week, so talking about fear of success, and that was so much in my chart, that I just came to the realization right now that I am letting go of the idea and the concept I've had about fear of success, and also that I'm now allowing myself to really step up to the plate. And of course, each time there's a change, there's also some energies in my life who doesn't really want the change to take place, but I'm ready now to come from a very, very different place, because I know what I'm here to do.
That is a good start, and that is very beautiful. But you have to remember one thing: my line of job and my expertise is to clean up your thought process, is to model, so to speak, your subconscious creative force, and to give you information on the head and the tail of the dragon, and understanding your fears and counteract your fears. So maybe you really want to consider working with me and call Taranya and let me do a full life reading on you, my friend.
Okay.
You seem to regenerate in metaphysics, and that's why you're tuning in. A lot of people that tune into the show, they just enjoy learning. They just enjoy metaphysics. They enjoy my wisdom, and you seem to do that too. But in order to really, really benefit from my wisdom, you need to understand yourself as good as I do, and be able to auto-analyze yourself and counteract the fear principle that you have in your chart. Okay? And that is it took you many, many years to be insecure about success or to reevaluate your wisdom. And it is not something that's going to be done by yourself alone. You need help. And listening to the show is a way of regenerating, but you need to invest your spirit, your mental sanity, your future resources, your life with my wisdom. Invest in me. I'm going to take care of you. And I also, if I recall, Iro, I asked you if you ever talked to Taranya to make sure to tell her that you are from the radio show, so I can also add another 90-minute tape of hypnotherapy, so I can recarve your subconscious properly and erase those fears. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Well, you have the dragon set in Gemini, and everything with you is 2, 4, 6. So it's very normal for you to do things in duality. And that is beautiful, don't get me wrong, to do things many, many, many times. But the fear of fame, just to refresh your memory, is because of your Saturn, the career principle into the sign of Leo, which is the sign of the stage, the sign of light, the fear of fame, that stop you going forwards and neutralize you. again, myself and Taranya, we both have Saturn in the sign of Virgo. That makes us very fussy, very clean, very dedicated, very organized. And then when it comes to Taranya, she's just well above me. She's actually bordering, what was the words that I call you sometimes? Compulsive. She's an obsessive compulsive. Because Taranya has so much Virgo in her chart with the hidden dragon tail, the hidden moon. Everything is in this Virgo. And Saturn accentuated the fear and the need for perfectionism. So she has fear of getting old. She has fear of death and disease when she's actually so beautiful. So she is overdoing things to counteract her fears. It's like a doctor turning himself into a doctor because he's afraid of disease. Or it's like me turning myself into an astropsychologist because I always wanted to understand myself. I wanted to know who the hell I am. So I have investigated into other people and I found the answers of who I am by investigating other people, because the truth is not within, the truth is outside. My world is very empty, and all that I have learned is with people like you, Eero, or all of my students and clients out there. So the more you're going to find out about yourself, the more solidity, the more grounding you're going to get, and the more power you're going to have over Saturn, and you will not let this planet to make your life misery. But ultimately, it has to come from within yourself, within your soul, because nobody is going to fix you but yourself. And that's why you need to be able to auto-analyze yourself. Okay?
Right. Absolutely, yes.
All right, Eero, you have a good day, my friend. Thank you for calling, and keep listening to the show, okay?
Okay, all right.
Bye-bye,
thank
my
you.
Friend. Yeah, as I said, it's so very important, to actually be aware of your subconscious creative force. As a matter of fact, I have been asked to speak again I did a lecture not long ago in a bookstore in Scottsdale. And I did so well in this bookstore that they have asked me to go back. And incidentally, this what I'm going to be talking about will be all about the creative forces of the subconscious. So by popular demand, on April 25th, I will do a workshop. And I have a free lecture that is on Thursday, April 23rd, from 7 to 9 p.m. 2 hours. So if you're local, if you are in Arizona, or if you are in Phoenix, if you're next door and you want to come to this free lecture, so go to Vision Quest, the metaphysical bookstore in Scottsdale, the biggest, the best one of all, okay? And talk to April, or if you have a pen, I'm going to give you a number, and then you can talk to April. And you can come to that lecture. That because it's a free lecture, a lot of people are going to show up. So you better call her and reserve your seat, okay? So you have your pen, okay? The number is 480-949-1888. And I will give you this number again later on, okay? All right, so what we're going to do now, we're going to go, let's see. We're going to go to, let's see, I'm trying to find out who I should be talking to here. What about Elaine? Elaine, are you here, honey?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you call me before too, Elaine?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you are one of these regenerating souls. Like listening, Dr. Turi, you're learning and you are regenerating. Did we do the both reading with you or not?
We did the, I guess it was a psychology.
The astro psychology. Okay, so today you want to do the astro tarot?
Yes.
Okay, so again, Taranya has the cards in her hands, and remember, in time and space, there is no distance, there is no time, I can't reach you, and she's opening the cards, and I'm going to, and with my index, I'm going to put my finger on those cards, and then when you tell me to stop, I will stop on a card, okay? Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, no good. You have to tell me to... Oh, say it again. I need to say it again. I was talking to you. Okay, I got you. Got it. Okay, Elaine, you have the hangman. The hangman is card number 12. Okay, so this could mean that you're stuck. Could be on your career or the affairs of only your home. So help me a little bit. Which area are you stuck in, the affairs of your career or the affairs involving your home?
Home.
That's what I thought, yes. But that's mainly due because you have the tail of the dragon in your home area, and you also have Saturn in this sign. That makes the situation even worse. Okay? That gives you a hidden dragon's tail in Cancer, and Saturn is in the worst place you can find him in this house. Okay, now, are you afraid of losing your home? Are you wondering about relocating? Do you have a problem with your child, your husband? Tell me, help me a little bit. I know you're a very private Scorpio, but you need to give me a little bit of feedback so I can channel more information for you about this card.
All of the above.
All of the above. And this is due to the tail of the dragon by birth in your home area. And to make the situation worse, as I'm speaking to you, the head and the tail are also in those two houses, in the fourth and the tenth house. And that produces a mutual reception of your dragon. So let's get another card. I'm going to ask Tiranya again to shuffle the cards, okay? And okay. And then from there, I'm going to see the new energy that will talk to me. So when you're ready... Okay, you're going to tell me to stop.
Stop.
Got it. Hold on a second. There it is. Well, guess what? You should be a very happy girl because from the hangman, you came up with card number 11 or the strength, which is the man opening the mouth of a lion. It happens to be also a representation of your dragon's head in Leo. You know you were born with the head of the dragon in Leo, do you?
I don't remember. Sorry.
Don't remember. Well, there is more information on your dragon than any reading you will ever do in your life, honey. Remember, you were born with the head of the dragon in Leo, exactly like Princess Diana, exactly like my girlfriend Tiranya. So anything to do with Leo rules love, romance, children, France, Italy, the art, and the stage. Do you understand that? Okay, so the idea is to not to let the affairs involving your home, your family, the wrong friends and the wrong groups, especially if they are religiously oriented, stopping you finding your light and finding your stage. What is it you want, tell me, out of your life? Elaine?
Just to be happy.
But how can you be happy?
Is that vague?
No, it's just a normal response. How can you be happy with someone else if inside of you you've got torment? You're afraid of death, you're afraid of disease, you're not secure, God knows what. How can you be happy, you, Elaine, if the core and the bottom of your soul is messed up? Do I make sense or not?
Yes.
Okay, so it looks like if as a Scorpio, especially with your Mercury in Scorpio, you have to make sure not to sting yourself with your own witchcraft residue. Because if you start to talk to yourself the wrong way, it's a choice. You go up or you go down. Imagine those two fishes. One goes up to the light, to happiness, to true joy, to fulfillment, to all that you need, to love, to money, to power. And the other one goes downhill. The past, the guilt, negativity, fears. It's a choice. And because the future is nothing else than a reincarnation of the thought, Elaine, you may very well misuse your stinger or your witchcraft residue against you. So the same thing. You keep coming back to me. You keep listening to my work because you regenerate and you want to learn more things. But I can only be objective on the air. I cannot discuss and cut your soul apart and put it back together on the air. I can't do that. So maybe you too, like Eero, or anybody else listening to this show, maybe you should take a chance on me and let me talk to you face to face, so to speak, in this tape. So the information I'm giving you can be used and what you don't like about the work I'm going to do for you, because I can't spare anybody. Maybe that's where you need to fix. Do I make sense again?
Yes, you do.
The course of happiness, you know, the chief, looking for love and happiness and money and a good job is what you say. I'm looking for happiness. You are looking for all the above. Okay? There's no point of being happy only if you have love and no money. There's no point of being happy if you have love, money, and no health. Do I make sense again? It's no point to being happy if you want to go to Sedona, for example, but you have no car, or you have a car but no money to put in the tank, a gas tank. Do that make sense?
Yes.
So how can I fix something again that is your happiness in talking to you on a radio show? I can only guide you, okay? But It's like if you have, let's put it this way, if you have a bad teeth, you have to go and see and make an appointment with a very skilled dentist. He's going to fix that teeth or remove it, whatever he has to do, and replace it. See, when it comes to the spirit, it's the same thing. But the point is, if you had a bad toothache today, trust me, you have no option to fix that teeth. Because the pain is too terrible. Do I make sense?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you've got to do something right away. But in the spiritual world, it's the same thing. The problem is that you postpone it. You postpone it. You postpone it. And there is a lot of poison that is building under this tooth and your gum. There's a lot of poison that builds into your spirit. Where everything is at the end totally poisoned. And there's nothing else you can do. So this is a serious, serious message. When I tell people, if you feel remotely that I can help you and that little voice in you won't lie to you, take a chance. Because it's easier to win the lottery than to find a real, true seeker, a master in this field, honey, and you know that. There is billions of Mrs. Cleo out there. They don't have no proof of prediction. They don't have no common sense. They're all religious lunatic. They're all responding to the honor UCI. They haven't yet appreciated the power of the cosmic code and understood God's face. They don't understand their own self. And then these people need more help than you. And I know, being a Scorpio, you are able to detect that. So now you need to let me take care of you properly. I'm not rushing you, because again, it's not a toothache that you have. But if you keep going down the hill this way, you're going to go so deep in the quicksand of deception and illusion, then you're going to seek help in the wrong place. And that is with your local psychologist, who's going to stuff you with Prozac or Ritalin. The next thing you know, you're going to end up in a mental institution, or you're going to commit suicide. Do I make sense?
Yes, you do.
That's how it works. So let me take care of you. And meantime, I want to thank you for tuning in today. Listen to the show still. But mean business, Elaine. This is the only way to get place in life. You have to mean business and let the people that you trust help you. And then let me do my job, and I'm going to take care of you. All right?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Turing.
You bet, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes, you know, I'm wondering, what is it that I'm saying that people don't understand? Is it because I'm French that people don't understand the importance of taking care of themselves physically or spiritually? If you got an ailment and if you got a problem, don't wait. You got to make it worse. And taking a painkiller pill to fix your toothache or your headache, is provisory. You want a long-lasting remedy here. You want a real good information that will clean you up. Anyway. All right, let's go to Mississippi. Betty, are you here, honey? Oh, a second. Let's go to Baton Rouge. Let's talk to Dina in Louisiana. Are you here? Dina, sorry. I pushed the wrong button. Dina, are you here?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Betty, stay on the line, honey, okay?
Okay.
Oh, no problem. All right. Dina,
yes.
Okay, So what is it that you, what do you want to do today? Tell me.
The astropsychology.
The astropsychology. Uh-huh. Okay, well, but first let me talk a little bit about you.
Okay.
Do people say you look younger than your age?
May.
Yes or no?
I'm sorry, people what?
Do people say that you look younger than your age?
Yes.
Aha. Okay, have you ever broken an arm or a finger?
Yes, a wrist.
Well, yeah. All right, do you write or not?
No.
Yeah, because
not a whole lot.
Because you have no patience, your span of attention is going left and right, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm looking at your UCI, which stands for Unique Celestial Identity here, Adina. And you were born with the tail of the dragon in Gemini. So that means the number 2, 4, 6 will follow you. And Gemini rules also the moving part and your hands and your fingers and your wrists and your arms and your legs. So sometime when you have a strong Gemini in you, you could break these things. You know, that's how it works. Now,
mm-hmm.
You have a car?
Yes.
Do you have any problem with this car?
No.
You never had any problem with cars?
Not this one.
Not this one, but the one before, yeah?
Yes.
It drove you insane. Yeah, I when you buy a car, you better be aware of the moon, okay? Because the moon is right on your dragon's tail in Gemini. So if you see a car, touch a car, drive a car, buy a car after the full moon, your dragon's tail is going to bring you the biggest worth lemon ever. Does that make sense? And
yes.
You're going to pay a lot of money just to get it back together.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that, okay, with the moon on your dragon's tail. Now, do you have any problem with your mother?
She's deceased. I did have problems with her, though.
What about your brothers and sisters?
I did have with my sister. She's still living. But it's better now.
Good, good. Well, you were born with the tail of the dragon in Gemini. Gemini rules brothers and sisters. So sometimes it brings, you know, problems,
mm-hmm.
especially with the moon. Yeah. Were you close to your mom or not? No, not really, you say.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Do you have a problem in communication with her?
Yes.
Yeah. What month was she born?
October.
Was she religious?
No.
She was very aggressive, very strong. Well, you have to remember your mother came from a really tough upbringing too, baby. She was doing to you what she happened to her. It's a long story. It's a long story. But it's your mom was a tough lady, that's for sure. And God bless her soul. Okay, she's now your guardian angel. So you bet. You know when the soul dies, first of all, if you have a cat, a dog, a friend, and everybody dies around you, all of these people, its old energy, becomes one. And your mother doesn't look the same way. Your mother doesn't think, behave the same way than you, not only when she was on this dense physical world, but up there, she doesn't. She realizes all that she did, for good or for worse. And she has an understanding of both sides of the coin, which you don't. And that's why it's important not to nurture negativity, Dina, from whatever happened to you and your mother, and give her a chance, an opportunity to just be a human being and to have learned from her errors, because that's what she's begging you to do from the astral plane. Forgive me. I didn't know what I was doing. I realize now that what I want to do is to love you more. What I want to do is to guide you more. So maybe you should practice the Kabbalistic Kamal ritual and connect with her. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So your dragon said is Sagittarius. That depicts quite a lot of power with the Indian world. How do you feel with the Indians and animals?
I love animals, and I haven't gotten to study a lot of Native American.
But you're planning on doing this?
Yes.
Well, you go in that area. You're very lucky with Latino people. You're lucky with foreigners. You're born a teacher and a philosopher. But you need to crystallize your thought, discipline yourself, finish what you start. Because like me and Einstein, you're an ADD, and it's not a disorder, and it's a gift. Okay? Okay. Have you worked in a real estate, a hotel, a restaurant? It's a question.
No. Art.
What do I see food around you? Is food important to you?
Changing my diet.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're getting more into the natural side?
Yes.
You better, honey. Because with your dragon set in Sagittarius, you tend to retain water, though. Okay?
Okay.
Changing your diet will be definitely something that will be very beneficial. Okay? Make sure also to exercise, okay?
Okay.
And when it comes to diet, oh my gosh, nobody in the world can beat Tarania. Tarania is just, my gosh, that girl knows more about any herbalist than I could ever come across when it comes to dieting, to food. She is a strict vegetarian, but she's a cheap date though. When I take her out, forget about big steak and sushi and things like that. That girl eats only salad. That's a big difference.
You got a lucky girl there.
And you bet. And all the girls that I dated, my gosh, it cost me a couple hundred bucks each time I take those girls out. But my baby is very cheap, so I put the money somewhere else. Why don't you say hello to everybody in Tarania?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Okay. Hi.
She's a little bit shy, though. She says to me, I want to talk on the radio, but I'm a little bit shy. So.
Well, he says I know a lot about health, but he doesn't want to follow. So you can lead the horse to the pitcher of water, but you can't make him drink, right?
Right.
Well, but she's saying that she sees me eating my steaks because I'm French. She sees me drinking sometimes a little bit of red wine. And to her, it's like, oh, my gosh, what are you doing? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You're eating meat. Ah.
Yeah, but I see what he sees in your chart. A lot of Cancerian. That's good, though. I mean, you're a homebody. So yep. You want to stick to, a lot of healthier cuisines for you and your family.
Yeah, well, you know, Tarania is constantly into the stars with me. So when I'm doing a chart, the chart is in front of us, and she's learning and she's appreciating. She's getting quite a lot of cosmic codes since she's cosmic consciousness since she's with me. That's for sure. But anyway. Let me say goodbye to
you. Oh, okay. You have a wonderful day.
My name
Thank
is Dina.
You.
You're welcome.
All right. Now I wanted you to hear a little beautiful voice here. Okay, so if you don't know Tarania, you may think she's 13 years old. She's actually 28 years old. She's got a beautiful voice. All right, so Dina, just listen to all this information that I gave you, okay? And good luck to you, honey. Thank you for listening. Are you here? I guess Dina is gone. Okay, let's go to Nevada. Monica, are you here? No, excuse me. Betty from Mississippi. Are you here, Betty?
I'm here.
Okay, let me double check something, Betty. You were born January the 5th, correct?
Right.
1944, got you right here. Okay, before I go anywhere, do you have any question for me? Or do you want me to do an astro psychology report on you or an astro tarot on you? What do you want me to do?
Thanks. You said astro psychology reading.
Well, let me tell you something and tell me if I'm right or wrong. Go ahead.
Not the tarot card.
I'm not understanding you, honey. Say it again.
I don't want the tarot card. I want a mini reading.
Oh, you want the tarot cards? Yes.
No.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay, I got you. All right.
Okay.
Now, there is two reasons why you don't want the tarot cards. Can I tell you what it is?
You probably won't guess it.
I'm not guessing, honey. I never guess. I know.
All right. Because you know, then.
You were raised religiously.
Yes.
And you have inner fears than anything that is the occult. And that's okay, honey. You know? Yeah, you can't lie to Dr. Terry. I can see it through your soul, honey. But it's okay. I am here to help you. Trust me, there is nothing to fear when it comes to anything that is quoted the occult. They made the occult in the United States. This word, the occult, or the word witches, is like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to hell right away.
Yeah.
Now, these are compliments. If you were born and raised in the very old countries like France or Europe, anytime you call somebody a witch or you dwell with the occult, you are a very advanced, respected soul. But America is only 200 years old and totally, completely religiously poisoned. But that's okay. That's why I'm in this country. I like things to be difficult. Let me tell you, first of all, Betty, you have yourself gift in psychology. Have you ever thought of becoming a psychologist or an interior designer? Just a question.
A psychologist or a what?
An interior designer.
I can do that.
Yep, you have it in you, honey. In your UCI, I can see that you're a very curious person.
Oh.
Okay? You are a very curious person. You also have a lot of imagination. But I don't see you going out enough. Why don't you socialize a little bit more?
Got grandkids. I've got stuck at home.
I see that, honey. It's a shame because much of your wishes depend on your ability to find friends.
Mm-hmm.
Meantime, you were born with the tail of the dragon in the world of Aquarius. And let me congratulate you, honey. I am so proud of you. Born with the tail of the dragon in Aquarius means you have a fear of expanding outside of religion. And you call the show. Whoa. Betty, you are definitely making some progress. Do I make sense to you?
Sir? Do I make sense? You make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, when somebody is born with the tail of the dragon in Aquarius, like you, you are naturally set by the devil. And the devil is ignorance to attract the devil. And you know what the devil is? The devil is fears, ignorance, manipulation of the spirit. And this is why you attract religious groups. But that is your tail. That's where God doesn't want you to go, because that's where you will never find peace, happiness, and true wisdom. Where God wants you to know is on the head of the dragon, which is in Leo. And Leo was love, romance, children, France, Italy, the stage, and the art. You were born with the same dragon head and Princess Diana, Carson, Terania, my girlfriend. And God knows, her father is the most religious, lunatic, controlling, God-fearing soul you could ever dream of. And she, sad enough, was stuck on her tail until I came with my white horse and rescued her from Dallas. Do I make sense? Terania has changed so much. A face, a body, a mind, everything is changing with that girl because she is riding her dragon's head. And she has so much great opportunity to get into a movie, acting, even modeling, because she's so pretty. But when you've been taught for many, many years that it's no good to do this, and it's no good to do that, and if you don't fear God, you're going to go to hell. Oh my gosh, you are already on hell, honey. Betty, this is here on earth that a crazy mother will kill a child, and a crazy lunatic will kill anybody for a dollar. You are on hell. You're not going to go to hell. This is it. This is the school. And right here on earth, you have the option to move on forwards and get on your dragon's head. So do not fear God, because I tell you something that they will never teach you in church. The Pope was taught all the secret of astrology by the Vatican Council. I have pictures and printed material to prove it. Remember what the Bible said. The Bible said that you were made in the image of God. That means you like it or not, you know it or not, Betty, you have God in you. You are a goddess. But you think the church wants you to know that? Oh my gosh, if you know that you are really a goddess and the future is the reincarnation of your thought and you have nothing to fear, that means you can get everything and all these people cannot survive. They need your money. They need to build their church. They need to poison the psyche of your children. They've got to make everybody afraid that you're going to go to hell. They don't want to teach you that you can get out of hell, get out of ignorance and find peace and happiness within by understanding the face and the tools of God through the cosmic code. You got some work to do. And I got a bigger news for you. In some of your past life in England, by the way, you were a doctor witch. And you have learned everything about the plant and astrology, but the Church of England didn't like what you did, and they broke your knees and they hanged you. That's why you could have knees or neck problem. Does that make sense again? Mm-hmm.
I have knee problem.
I know, honey. Born in January, your sun sign is the head of the devil, is the goat. That's your sun sign, Capricorn. Mm-hmm. And the message here is to realize there is nothing evil in true wisdom. You need to climb the mountain. You need to go back to the top of the mountain and you need to shine. And you need to cast aside the fear and negativity. And never ever forget that the future is the reincarnation of your thought. And you are inside, you like it or not, you know it or not, a goddess because you were made in the image of God. Correct or not?
Correct.
Now keep that in your mind. Don't get depressed and be positive. Now you are going through a rebirthing. The head and the tail of the dragon are in your eighth house of metaphysics and witchcraft and the house of death. So hypothetically speaking, you're dying and you are rebirthing, Betty, as a much higher, beautiful, creative, loving, peaceful soul. You got all that?
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Good luck to you. Tune in to the archive and you can listen to me again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye.
And this is what it is, you know. The job of the church is to make sure they poison your body, your mind, and your soul, so you end up giving them everything you own. What a manipulation. I wonder when mankind's psyche will be finally free of all this junk. Okay, why don't we go to... let's go to Monica. She's in Reno, Nevada. Are you here, Monica?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, Monica. So what do you want me to do for you today? Tell me.
Tell me what my future is the next year.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, let me tell you something. You were also born with the tail of the dragon in Aquarius and the head of the dragon in Leo, like the lady that I was talking earlier. Okay? So this means you will naturally attract the wrong friends and the wrong groups. So question number one, are you religious or not?
Not very.
Not very, but you were once upon a time.
No, not really.
Okay, that's good. You know why? Because that shows me that your moon in Gemini is very strong. You like to talk, do you? You like to say jokes? You like taking pictures? Do you speak any languages? I got to hit you somewhere somehow.
I speak your language, French.
That's what I thought. Okay, so your moon in Gemini is very strong. When you have a strong moon, then vous êtes très intelligente, madame. You understand that?
Monsieur.
Et voilà. And that's the beauty of having the moon in Gemini. You're gifted with communication. Now, have you thought of writing or not?
I'm not very much of a writer, no.
No, you know why? Because you cannot discipline yourself and sit there. But you are very much of a writer. You got no patience.
That's for sure.
And you also have a fear of not doing a good job. And that's worse. But anyway, I just see all that for you. Now, do you have any problem on your stomach?
No, not really.
No acid reflux, no problem there?
My neck and my back, yes.
Okay, but nothing on the stomach?
No.
Okay, good. Do you do things around the house? Like, do you try to fix things around the house yourself? Just a question.
Yes, I do.
I know. Yeah. Do you catch yourself or burn yourself sometimes?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, I see that. All right, just be careful around the house, okay? Because I see that with you. Okay, about your future, honey. Right now, you have the head and the tail of the dragon affecting your career in your home area. Now, question number one, did you move or not? Or are you planning to move?
I would like to move.
Okay, so the dragon is pushing you in the right direction, and you have until August, literally, to before the dragon releases you. So if I were you, I would start to look around and put it in the universe so that you can end up in a very nice place. Now, do you want to be close to the water? Do you want to be in a mountain? Where do you want to be?
In the mountain.
In the mountains. Okay, that's typical Taurus. Taurus is a bull. The bull is a earth sign. So by being in the green and being on a natural environment, you're going to regenerate much faster. Okay? Now, do you have any kids?
I have two daughters.
Okay, do you have any problem with one of them or both of them?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Why? I mean,
they're too much alike.
What months were they born?
This one was born in September.
Okay, she's got beautiful eyes, though. I can see her eyes. Oh, my gosh. Do people say that about your daughter's eyes?
She's got beautiful eyes, yes.
I can see that, yeah. Well, is she sarcastic?
Yes.
Yes, what it is. Yeah, I see a lot of problem in the communication level with her. My gosh, she's a perfectionist, too. But does she do anything wrong? Like she does. I don't want to go too much into the detail with your daughter, because if she is listening, I don't want to hurt her feelings. But you have two daughters. Let me tell you something. First of all, my top students were born in September, which means your daughter would greatly, greatly benefit from an astropsychology reading, because she would be able to auto-analyze herself and understand you and herself, and then adjust to her strengths or her weakness, or yours for that matter, including her sister. Okay? So if you ever work with me, remind Tiranya who you are so I can give you a break on your daughters. Okay? But you will never be able to communicate with your daughter because, like you and your mother, you had nothing to do with your mother. You may look like your mom or your dad, but you didn't think, behave, or create like your mother, correct? And your
correct.
Children, and you think your children are like you? No. If they were like you, everything would be smooth, honey. They are completely, completely opposite and very much stranger to you. And if you were to understand their UCI, or their spiritual nature, you would definitely do the right thing or say the right thing. But it doesn't. But it takes two to tango, which means your daughters also have to educate themselves. So this way they can understand what mom is all about and where mom is coming from. They can understand her nature, her fears, her drive, her commitment, and everything else. It's all about education. So if the mother and the father right at home do not have cosmic consciousness, you could be sure every single home will be a war zone. And you wonder why 99% of families are dysfunctional? Because lack of cosmic consciousness. Because the lack of understanding of the each member of your family. Had any one of them been taught, like it will be in the future, the power of the cosmic code, trust me, you would understand yourself and be much more forgiving to yourself and to your kids and your husband and your friends for that matter. But that's not the case, because I'm just a little bit ahead of time. This will transpire. This will happen maybe in 30 or 40 years from today. And that'll be the result of all the work I'm doing nowadays. All right. So basically what I see with you, I see February has been a tough month for you, though. Last month was tough for you. But I tell you what, there is some real good news coming in August. Okay? How old are your daughters? Tell me.
One is 35 and 37.
Okay, so they're ladies. They're ladies, yes.
Yeah.
Well, again, as I said, I'm willing to work with you, Betty. I'm willing to work with you if you want to help your daughter and give them the best birthday present ever. So as you grow older and they grow older, they get to understand what it means to be human and use love instead of ignorance and fighting between each other. But that will be my honor present to you. Just remind us who you are if you decide to order any service from us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other question for me, Betty?
What's my financial situation going to be in August?
Well, I see, like every one of us, honey, the tail of the dragon is messing up the entire economy, not only of the United States, but in the world. So you're suffering through this, okay? Like every one of us, you're drastically suffering about it. And the only thing I can tell you is the dragon will be removed from the second house of money of the United States by August 2009. Then the tail will be moving in America. That will give us another year, year and a half before everything goes back together. So tough it out. It's not going to get worse. Well, it might get a little bit worse before it gets better, but it's not going to be as bad as you may think. So don't nurture insecurity. Remember, you're a Taurus. Taurus is the sign chosen by Merrill Lynch Corporation to represent the bank, the banking industry, the bull. So when it comes to money, your mind is concerned with money, your mind is concerned with security, and you do not want to nurture a negative thought because you're not going to be able to think straight and you're not going to be able to find the right answer. And not only this, you're altering the good working of your body and the atomic structure of your well-being. So don't be negative, okay? Be positive. Don't feed evil with fears and you'll be just fine. You got all that?
Yes, thank you. Can you tell me about my lungs?
About your what?
Lungs.
Oh, honey, you were born with the tail of the dragon in Gemini. You have a lot of planets in the sign of Gemini, including the moon for that matter. And Saturn is there in your lungs when you were born. Saturn is the restrictive principle, which means when you were being made in the womb of your mother, Saturn slows down the building of all the tiny sacs in your lungs, and that could bring you allergies. And that can bring you respiratory problems. So you're very vulnerable to anything that is dirty. And relocating into a nice, cleaner area will be really good for your lungs. You hear me? Okay, do some breathing exercise. Increase the capacity of your lungs. Go outside, of course, stay away from any cars if you can. And then breathe. Get your lung capacity is very weak and is very small. And that gives an option for bacteria to sit in there and poison your respiratory system. But again, in your mind, subconsciously, you know you have to move to the green area, to the mountain, when you're going to have fresh air. And right there, your health will improve drastically. You got all that?
Yes, I did.
All right, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thank
you. You bet. No problem. You know, most of the time, disease always come from a blockage. The blockage could be anything to do with your upbringing, or the blockage could be coming from Saturn in a specific sign. So there is always a reason for people to have ailment or to behave abnormally when it comes to health. And again, your stars are the first thing for you to check, so that you'll know what to do. Okay, so let's go to California. Let's talk to Peggy. Peggy tells me that she has a daughter named Amy, and Amy is suicidal. So,
hello?
Are you here?
Yes, I
Peggy?
Am.
Peggy? All right, is your daughter?
My main thing I wanted to tell you that she has gotten involved in a church that I consider very cultish.
Hold on. Don't tell me anything, honey. Let me work with you. Answer my question.
All right.
Just tell me something. Is your daughter listening or not?
No.
Oh, what a mess. What a waste. But it's okay.
She would not. She won't.
I know.
You can't talk to her about anything except her church.
I know, honey. Well, let me tell you something. Your daughter was born with the tail of the dragon in Cancer in the mind. So when you have the tail of the dragon in the mind, in the third house, anything that is logical, anything that is critical, the soul cannot react to it. Her past life is in the Middle East. Her past life is also in England. And she was in Europe also, of course. She was very, very much manipulated by the church. Many, 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 many past lives. And she was born with an incredible, difficult dragon's tail affecting her mind.
Oh, no.
She was ruined. I don't know, hundreds of past lives with the church. So how do you expect your daughter being poisoned for so long to catch the information when she's not even willing to listen to her mother? Do I make sense to you?
I know. Okay. I don't know what to do.
Well, this is why we're here, to help you a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, your daughter was born in May, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Correct? And she's a Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's born in the constellation of Taurus with the sun sign in Gemini. Again, remember, I don't practice astrology.
Right.
I practice astropsychology. Where are they at? Now, in her past life, your daughter was always at home. And she was always, always listening to her mother.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And she was always, always in other past life, teaching back what her mother taught her. Now, for your information, your daughter was your mother. Do you hear me?
And that I can understand.
That's what it is. She was your mother, and she has decided to do the opposite in this lifetime, hoping that you could help her to get out of the pit of Neptune. She's stuck into the pit of Neptune, the lord of deception, religion, the lord of drugs, suicide, jail, mental institution, religion, churches. She's stuck into that energy. Now, she has also Mars in Pisces. Mars is the drive principle. Mars is an extraordinarily powerful, tiny, little planet that acts as a turbocharge. Mars is the turbocharger on my ex-Corvette and the supercharger on my Mercedes. It had a tremendous power in any sign it is to be found. And your daughter, Amy, was born with Mars in Pisces. So Mars is pushing her downstream.
Oh, boy.
Mars could easily push her upstream if she wanted to. But she's not going to go there. Now, to make the situation worse, she has the moon in Pisces, too. The moon is at 29, 26 degrees. So the moon appears on this chart in Aquarius, but I know it's in Pisces. Now, if she swims downstream, the only thing she's going to ask to relieve her soul is a psychologist to help her. And you know what psychologists are going to do, honey. They're going to give her pills. And that's going to make her worse. Now, tell me, please tell me she's not taking any medication.
No, she isn't.
Okay, she's salvageable. God, thanks for that. Okay, with the moon in Pisces, go ahead.
I was just going to say, she always seems tormented to me.
Yeah, well, honey, she is very much tormented. She is lost in a mad. The water that she's stuck in is very muddy. It's like she's in the quicksand, and she's desperately trying to get out of it. And if you throw a rope, her hands are so muddy that the rope's going to slide. It would take somebody like me to take care of your daughter. But if somebody is not willing to help himself, how can I help her? That's your challenge. You're trying to help your daughter, and that brings a lot of guilt into your life. Because you don't seem to be able to make any progress, correct?
Yes, and I'm thinking of, should I name the church he's involved in?
No, no, honey. All churches are Neptunian. The Muslims, the Christians.
This one's worse, where they do speaking in tongues and all that kind of garbage.
I know, honey. She's in a cult.
Do you think it would help if I went and talked to the minister and told him how upset I am?
No. The minister is crazy and the followers are crazy. You are on a negative fish swimming downstream. That is the result. It is because of this attitude that the Middle East is this way and why women are mutilated and treated less than dogs. Okay,
right. Yeah.
Your daughter is in a quicksand. So if you go and talk to the minister, he's gonna say to you, "You're gonna go to hell."
Would it be better if we try to get her to come back home to live?
If you do not do that, your daughter is dead.
Oh boy!
I cannot tell you anything else than what I see in your chart, Peggy.
Yeah.
This is serious. Your daughter is lost with the moon in Pisces. She's very vulnerable to mental manipulation. She's very vulnerable. There is millions, billions of people walking this earth with a Pisces rising, a moon in Pisces, a dragon Saturn tail in Pisces, or a Saturn in Pisces. And these people are prime target for the Church Inc. These are the people that end up following David Koresh or Reverend Jones. It's in her stars, and you did not know, so don't blame yourself and don't feel guilty.
I'm not, except I used to be a teacher, and I was very, very successful.
But honey, you cannot reach your daughter.
Pardon?
And you cannot even reach your daughter.
I can't help my own daughter.
Okay, tell me, what month were you born?
12/9/34.
So you were born in December?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's see. I tell you right away, your daughter tail of the dragon is on your ninth house of education.
Oh.
That means her dragon's tail neutralizes every single thing that you want to teach your daughter. And this priest sucker, which is poisoning her, okay,
mm-hmm.
That's probably the head of the dragon in her mind, which means she's going to follow him naturally. This is how the stars works. So those children are very vulnerable. But if you don't know about the head and the tail of the dragon, if your educational system doesn't know about the head and the tail of the dragon, if your government elites do not know about the head and the tail of the dragon, this is what we have. That's the result of ignorance, and that's evil. That's ignorance.
Is there anything I can do?
The only thing you can do, she's not going to listen to you.
No.
She hasn't so far. She will not. She is just, she is, in her mind, she is the teacher. She was your mother. It's a lesson. You have to understand your limitation. You can give your best shot one more time. Wait for the next new moon, okay?
Right.
Wait for the next new moon when the moon is in the sign of Capricorn, okay? That's when you want to call her. That's where she will be more receptive than ever, okay?
Right.
Look for the moon in Capricorn in your calendar if you have any. Or email me and I will give you those dates. Call your daughter. And tell her, honey, I want you to speak to Dr. Cherry. And tell her to give me a call.
Okay.
And I'll take care of her.
I'll see what I can do. I study some astrology myself, so.
Honey, this is not astrology.
I have for quite a while. I've been interested in it.
Yeah, but this is not astrology. It's astropsychology. A lot of people make that mistake. I am not an astrologer. I'm an astropsychologist and a clinical hypnotherapist.
I use the basics of
astrology. And if you are into astrology, your wisdom is very valuable, but it's misplaced. That's why I teach astropsychology. So all the wisdom that you have can be refined and reshaped properly if you ever decide to become a student, and remind me who you are, because maybe all the stress you're going through is set by the universal code to force you to call me and gather and finally gain the golden keys, what it means to be human, and understand not only yourself but your daughter. And then with the real information, you can turn her around. You got all that?
Right, I have.
All right, sweetheart.
I have.
Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bet, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It is so, so very important that the people out there begin to listen. Begin to listen. If you do not teach cosmic consciousness to your children are going to be very vulnerable. They're going to jump into a gang. They're going to be going into a church. They're going to sign up for a cult. This is real. That is a serious problem. And as a parent and or as a teacher, you better get on the bandwagon and build up your own cosmic consciousness and realize what Dr. Turi is talking about. Because if not, this world's going to go down to hell. Sooner or later, this energy, this Neptunian energy, is going to override common sense. And look at the damage. All the laws as intended by God to be used have been replaced by junk, religious junk. And look at your children. Look at the drama. Look at the damage. Look at these billions of lives that have been wasted going in the wrong direction because of ignorance. My gosh, when will you people listen to me once and for all and help me to get my schools going so we can change the process. Once I see my first school going, oh my gosh, will I know then the tide has turned. All right, let's go to New York. Celia, are you here, honey?
Yes, I am, Dr. Turi. How are you in Tirania?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Can I just tell two people out there a couple words about you?
You bet, honey. Thank you for your support. I know it's going to be good.
First of all, the lady who was talking to you, I can't stress enough how important for her to become your student and to do anything that she can to bring the child to you. Because there is no doctor on this earth that it will bring her child back but you.
Oh,
and
sweet.
I can't stress enough.
I really appreciate your endorsement and your support because, you know...
And people who are listening, and I know lots of people are listening, please, I can't stress enough how true this man, Dr. Turi and Tirania, how true they are. There is nobody on this earth more, honest
and
genuine...
Thank you.
Authentic than Dr. Turi is. What he is trying to do is revolutionize our universe to do a utopia on this earth. And I can't stress enough how important it is for our children, our grandchildren, and our future. And it's there is no words that I can say enough how important it is.
Well, Celia, honey, first of all, let me thank you from the bottom of my heart. But trust me, there is a lot of people that feels like you out there. And that they heard your pledge. They felt you. They are feeling me.
They are
as passionate. And it's going to happen, Celia.
I hope so. And people who are listening and they do have extra money and they want to invest somewhere to make money, this is only one place where to invest. For our children's future and our universe.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. This pledge is gone today when the moon is close to Scorpio. So people heard you and they heard your passion and your feelings and they are going to behave as such and act as such because I'm here to help everybody the best way I can.
Oh, all right, Celia. That's so true. I would like you to do for me the tarot cards.
Sure, you bet. First of all, Celia, one of the reasons you connect with me so much is because you are my celestial sister. You were born like me in February with the same dragon's head in Aries into the mind, and you're a natural vibrational energy as progressive as mine. So you actually understand the importance of my work, and you are helping me through your honest stars to pass on the message, and I am very grateful for that. All right, so you know how we proceed, Celia. I am Tiranya is holding the cards in her hands. I'm going to move my finger in those cards, and when you tell me the word stop, that will be your card. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Stop.
Well, you have card number 10, which is the Wheel of Fortune.
Ah.
This is good because it shows in your case that the head of the dragon in Aquarius is still conjuncting your Venus, your Sun, and your Jupiter like mine. And that is a very, very progressive energy that is pushing you forward. But the message is always clear when you have the Wheel of Fortune to be very cautious also of the moon fluctuations. And I know you know about it, so it's pretty safe to say that you have a very, very interesting energy ahead of you. So I would ask you to watch for April, which is next month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
April is going to be a significant month for you, where something or somebody will be touching you directly. Who knows what it will be. I know in April we're celebrating Tiranya's birthday. We're going to have a big party in my house. Ooh. and all my friends born in April will be invited. So, of course,
wow.
It's only by,
I may come.
Well, that would be cool. I would love to meet you, Celia, and so is Tiranya. But the Wheel of Fortune is definitely showing a very progressive energy which is going to you. And remember, the next full moon is in Scorpio in a couple of days from today. And that's why we have all these people killing each other and all the negative energy getting to us. And that energy is going to touch your career. And that's going to be interesting also in this area. So what are you doing nowadays, Celia? Tell me.
Oh, I do a little from everything.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I was filmed with Mr. Edmund Druelhout.
Uh-huh.
And the same movie that you, so I'm very proud of it.
Okay,
thanks to you.
Wait a second. The last TV show that I did with Edmund was a few days ago in Sedona, in Scottsdale. You didn't show up.
No, I couldn't. I had the responsibilities.
Yeah, that was an incredible show. It taped me for 4 hours, and that's going to be going. He's going to edit it for his movie, and I did so well in this place. They have asked me to go back again.
Is it okay to tell people what the movie is all about?
If you want to, I would love you to do that because
yes.
I'm so busy and I don't remember things all the time. Go ahead.
Yes.
Let us know, Celia.
Okay. This is a producer whose energy shifted to such positive place in the world. He's making a movie. It's called Secret Goddess Revealed. And I will be in it, one of the goddesses, and Dr. Tori will be one of the gods. How do you say male goddess? I don't know how you say.
I will be a teacher there.
Or a teacher, yes. And it's all about to open up to the world. There is other levels of knowledge. And when Dr. Tori, you telling people don't understand you, I am in the same boat with you. People don't understand me. People hear me, but they don't listen to me because our energies are so high. And it doesn't mean that we are smarter and they are stupid, but we are on a different level than they are. I just brought an analogy to somebody that, example, metaphorically speaking, if I am a mathematician and you are a historian, you know, another person, you are good in your field, I am good in my field. But it doesn't mean that I am on the level of to be a historian like you because you have the knowledge. In the same way, you are not on level of mine to be a mathematician. So we are on a different level with Dr. Tori, and Dr. Tori is number one in the world. That I can assure everybody. So Edmund is bringing, wants to show to the world to bring the energies, female and male energy, to bring up the female energy, because through the ages, the female energy was so suppressed, and it's still suppressed. And I'm writing a book, and everything is explained there, facts about everything. Hopefully one day will be out. Dr. Turi, thank to you. And it explains there that if we will go with the rate to bring up the female energy, like we going in the rate that we are going now, it will take us 75 more years to bring up to the male energy to be equal. So you people out there, and I'm Aquarius, I love you all. Dr. Turi knows it's honest and it's sincere, that come with us on our boat and come fly with us on our planes. Come be with us on the same level, on the same place, and it will be so wonderful that you even have no idea how wonderful everything it is.
Well, Celia, honey, I can only appreciate your vision, because it is the same vision that I have. And again, I'm working with Edmund on this movie. It's going to be 10 times more powerful than The Secret itself, because it's the balancing of the male and female energy that is long due to this world. And for example, in the Middle East, they are mutilating women. They cannot go anywhere without seeing their husband. They cannot drive. They have to walk 10 feet behind the husband. What the hell, excuse my French, that is.
You are right. There is no other words you can express, because you are so sincere and so angry with those energies, that what they doing to these women, that you are so, there is no other words. I know out there people are maybe angry with this, words that you're using, but when you are sincere, there is no other ways. You can beautify these words.
No, and it's about time for women to get back to where they belong, because without women, there will be no life. Without the moon, the moon is mother. Without the moon, there is no life. The male power is to lead, is to protect, and is to make sure the laws are being respected. But the female power is for wisdom and for love and for nurturing. This is missing on Mother Earth. And once women finally get back to their powers and stand for themselves, okay, and this male chauvinistic pig type of government they have in the Middle East is moved away, and all the children re-educated properly in terms of respect with women and each others, then again I believe the new age of Aquarius and its promise for help, its promise for love, respect, and peace will become a reality. All right, Celia, honey, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Thank you. You are saving the world. You are an angel.
Thank you, Celia. Bye-bye, my love.
I love you. All the best. I love you, Tirania.
I love you too, Celia.
All right, bye-bye, love. Okay, let's go to Mississippi. Let's talk to Brandy. Are you here, Brandy?
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, you need to speak a little bit louder, honey. I can barely hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now much better. Okay, Brandy, so what's your question? Do you have any question? Do you want a reading? To help me a little bit to help you, honey.
I want a reading.
Okay, do you want the tarot reading or do you want the astropsychology reading?
The astropsychology.
Okay. Do you know why you choose that? Because yourself, born in January, into the constellation of Capricorn with your sun sign in Aquarius, you are a natural astropsychologist. You're a curious person. You're a philosopher. You're a teacher. But your biggest problem is, are you ready for that?
Okay.
You want me to say it? Religion. Hello?
Okay.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Yeah, okay, you didn't beat me, so that's fine. Okay, listen to me. Let me tell you all your past life. Do you want to know who you were?
I do.
Okay. Honey, you have had so many past life with the Mayans. It's insane. The Indians. How do you feel about animals and Indians? Tell me.
Animals?
And Indians, yes.
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Do you like animals or not?
I do.
Okay. Do you have any around you or not?
I have dogs.
Okay. All right. Now, let me tell you that when you were in India, you did master everything, everything that the tribes of your ancestor were teaching you. And that is how God truly speaks to human through the stars. But that was before Cortez came along and destroyed you and broke your knees and burnt you and things like that. Do you follow me? So all the wisdom that you have, you're desperately trying to look for it again. And it's not in the books that were written by men, such as the Bible or science, that you will find your welfare or your truth. Do you follow me? Do you read or not?
Okay.
Do you read or not?
I'm confused.
Do you read? Do you read books?
Oh, do I read books? Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, your way out is not to be found in traditional books, okay? Now, you will always look younger. I can see that with you, okay? You're a very busy person. You're always moving around and doing things, correct or not?
Yes.
You're also very fussy and very picky, correct or not?
Yes.
Okay, and you got a problem with your mother.
No.
But when I said you got a problem with your mother, just tell me a little bit about your upbringing, honey. You talk to your mom every day?
I do.
Okay. All right. Now, do you have any sister or a brother?
I have a bunch of both.
Okay. Okay. Because the problem that I see may not necessarily coming from you. It may be coming from a brother, a sibling. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, I see that there is so many personalities in you. It's just totally, it's insane sometimes. Sometimes you want to go out and you want to travel the world. Then you decide, no, I want to stay home. I don't want to go out. And I want to stay. Do you know what I'm saying? You have so many different personalities. Do you do any writings or not? Do you write?
I don't.
Okay, you don't. So you're
my
not only
writes
the
poems, but I don't.
Okay, do you like photography?
I do.
Okay. All right. So we're getting there. So your dragon said he's not completely inert, so to speak. Okay. So you have a child, yes? You're supposed to have two, though. How many you got?
I have three.
Okay. You lose. I'm not supposed to say that on the air. Okay, I don't want you to answer that one. You're supposed to have 2, 4, 6. Okay. You got that?
I have three kids.
Okay. Yeah. You're supposed to have 2, 4, or 6, not three. So
okay.
expect another one, okay?
Oh, goodness.
And that's okay, unless you already have had one and it's gone by accident. Do you know what I'm saying, honey?
Okay.
Okay, so that's...
Well,
that's,
I wanted to ask you a question. You was asking me about my mother.
Go ahead.
I was actually adopted.
Ah, now we talk to it. You see, it's very difficult for me to be honest with people sometimes because they... don't necessarily are able to channel as deep as I am. So I have to I have to remove you from that and talk to you about a different topic and let your subconscious give me my answer. So you were mad at your first mother.
Well,
that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, we don't see eye to eye, no.
Yeah, honey, it's very deep. It's very deep. And that's the first thing that shows in your chart. I said, oh my gosh, Brandy has a big problem with her mother. But again, the idea here, Brandy, is to realize that your mother, like you, is a human being and is a soul stuck on hell doing and burning her karma. You follow me? So it's important not to nurture negativity, insecurity, fear, or resentment with whatever happened for you to have been adopted, okay? Because as far as your stars are concerned, you're absolutely beautiful. You have a hell of a lot of love to offer. You don't trust people too much, though. You're afraid of losing power and control, and your imagination is a little bit out of order sometimes. But nothing serious, okay?
Okay.
Nothing serious. Now, do you speak any language or not?
Just English.
Okay. You never thought of learning a language?
I never thought about it before. We're actually fixing to start trying to teach my son a second language.
Yeah. Now you're doing it. You see, you are going to be forced to experience the number 2, 4, and 6, Brandy. This is why you probably don't even look your age. How old are you? 20 what?
23. 25.
What do people say you look like? What's the age they gave you?
Like 15.
You see what I'm saying now? You see what I'm saying, honey? Okay, you have that beautiful gift of youth. And because you have a gift of youth, it means you're going to have two or three lives in one. And are you married now or not?
I am.
Okay, how long have you been married?
For 5 years.
5 years? Okay, what month was your husband? Was he born in May, in September, in July? Tell me.
January.
Oh, he's a Capricorn like you. Okay.
Is.
Yeah. Is he older or younger than you?
He's 26. He's 1 year older.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. All right. So all Capricorn are very steady and very solid. But your husband has to understand that he's got so many different wives in one. So
yes.
You're busy with the kids, and that's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But you're a born a teacher. Do you say stories to your children, honey?
I do.
Yeah. See, you're a born a writer. You should really concentrate in writing books for kids. That is my message to you today, honey. Because you got so much imagination, you got so much power, you can even make much more money than your husband if you listen to me. But
mm-hmm.
to do that, you have to discipline yourself, you have to crystallize your thought, and you got to start. Maybe you should start by taping yourself. Imagine all the stories that you've told your kids if you had them on a book. Are you listening?
Uh-huh.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And you could have easily get every one of these stories and make it better, longer, whatever. Edit it. You're a born a writer. You're a born a talker. A talker for kids. But your downfall, again, is religion. You got to stay clear. You got to stay clear from anything that is halal, Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, the Mormon, Hare Krishna, Witness of Jehovah, God knows what of the 850 different religions and denominations are there. Stay clear from that. Because you could easily get hooked and teach your children, and you would insert fears into their souls. And God knows what they would do in the long run. When you poison the child's spirit, you're creating a lot of trouble for the child's fate. Do not say to your kids they're going to go to hell, ever. Because they are already on hell, right here. And that's where they all have to grow and learn. So the quicker you educate yourself and you understand your relationship with God, as a goddess yourself, created in the image of God, and the quicker you realize the future is a reincarnation of your thought, the quicker you can teach that to your kids and give them the opportunity to have a wonderful, sane life where they don't have to fear God every 5 minutes and be the victim of the church. You follow me?
I do.
That is where I saw your weakness. I point out to you, I saw the weakness with your mother, and I point out where your strengths and the gold mine is. And that's all I can do for you today, Brandy, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, as I said, she's such a young, beautiful mother herself, and she's responsible for three lives. If she could manage to get enough cosmic consciousness, imagine at such a young age, the energy of light, the energy of new age, the energy of freedom, the energy of intelligence, the energy of exploration, be inserted like food into the soul and the spirit of those children. Imagine those three or four kids that she's supposed to have four, and she will have four, unless she lost one already, which I know. But anyway, imagine 1 second. The start and the result in the long run of what those kids, because of a mother that is smart and advice. Well, we come at the end of this reading, people. I'm sorry there is so many people online, but I have to go. I really have to go. And what I want to do is to wish every one of you a fantastic day, fantastic rest of the day. And Tirania is joining me to say good night. And we shall see you again next Wednesday. Until then, have a wonderful day.
Buenos dias, everybody. Actually, buenos noches.
I love you, Aquarius Dragon style, baby.